The Idaho Farm Bureau Federation, the Idaho Dairymen's Association, Ahlquist, the Idaho Home Builders Association, along with other members of the Idaho Alliance for a Legal Workforce, hosted a press conference releasing the findings of a new economic impact study titled The Story of Idaho Labor Markets, an Economic Analysis of Foreign-Born Contributors. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. The study analyzes the economic contributions of foreign-born workers across key sectors of Idaho's economy, including agriculture, construction, and hospitality and dining services. It also outlines the projected impacts to gross regional product, household income, and jobs if a portion of the unauthorized foreign-born workforce were removed. These impacts would extend beyond the listed economic sectors and would be felt by U.S.-born Idaho residents, with an estimated loss of 55,000 jobs statewide when supply chain effects are included, equivalent to a 4.7% of total state employment. Idahoans would experience a $2.9 billion reduction in wages and benefits, while declines in industry output would lead to a $397.8 million loss in state tax revenues. Zach Miller, CEO of the Idaho Farm Bureau Federation, said that as immigration policy continues to be debated, it's critical that decisions are informed by economic data. This study helps illustrate what is at stake for farmers, workers, and the broader Idaho economy. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.